So we get a lot of people as we're out here preaching. We get a lot of people that say, amen. Worldly people that live in sin, and they say, amen. Let me share with you. Do you know what amen means, neighbor? Amen means it is so. So if you say amen to the preaching, and you don't agree with the preaching, and you're not living according to the preaching coming out of the world, being washed in the blood of the Lamb, being cleansed, and you say amen, you're guilty of what Jesus said, let your yea be yea, and your nay be nay. You're guilty of that. You're guilty of not saying what you believe is true. So turn and repent from all of these false mindsets. Don't say amen unless you agree with the preaching. And if you agree with the preaching, live the word of God. Don't just pretend that you believe in the word of God. Live the word of God, which means come out of the world and seek Christ. Amen is a very, very important thing, neighbors. But don't say it haphazardly unless you believe it, unless you're living it. You're not going to hear amen on judgment day as you live like the world and in sin and outside of the truth of God. You're not going to hear amen as you follow the pattern of the world and false priests and pastors, which of the churches are full of them. The churches are lying to you, not telling you the truth. Look at the fruit of America. America says, amen, God bless America, not God bless America. Judgment is coming to America, Sodom 2, and the world. And if you're part of the culture, like Strawberry Fest, judgment's coming for you. James 4:4 says, to be a friend of the world makes you an enemy of God. That means if you're fond of the world, that's what that word friend means, fond of. If you're fond of the world, you're an enemy of God. What's fond of the world? Sports, politics, entertainment, festivals. All of these things that titillate your flesh. Lust of the eyes, pride of life. This is what America lives for. The God of America is entertainment and flesh. But you're not going to find salvation via that false god. Entertainment and flesh. You're going to find salvation in Christ, his word, his shed blood, turning, coming out of the world, seeking him in spirit and truth, and obeying him, enduring to the end. Now that's something that can be said amen to if you live it, if you follow it, if you're obeying it with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.